Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Part of the reason I knew John Sending would be back today is because I played all of my favorite new wave musical rejoins yesterday. And I knew you wouldn't miss the opportunity to get Sensday as a palate cleanser. This is Zach Brown Band. Who knows? On 102.5 The Bulb, Tampa Bay's hit kicker. Don't forget to check out Country John tomorrow morning.
This is great for the jukebox because it's like 7 minutes long.
The jukebox is at the place I go. They filter out country music.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Shout out to Boss Ladies down in Spring Hill. When I was a baby, I got to go back down there. I enjoyed that place a lot, despite the fact that I couldn't play rap music on the jukebox. It was a cool place to hang. It's like a Parks and Rec, but a nicer bar.
You should try that theory more, because I think if you dig into more jukeboxes, you'll be sad. Depending on where you are, specifically in...
Yeah, in that Spring Hill, Brooksville area.
I mean, not in downtown St. Pete or anything like that,
no.
But you know, I'd be curious to know maybe some of the places out on your end of town.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe there's some Odessa and West Chase bars that... by the way, I don't know if I told you, I went to that the Odessa the Publix Greenwise Market.
You did. You told me. All I remember you telling me was that there was a burrito bowl bar.
You can make your own burrito bowl.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, and it's like you're in a Publix, but it's disguising itself as a Sprouts meets a Whole Foods.
Ooh, I had Grumpy Gringo, by the way, the Burrito Tacos yesterday.
Burrito tacos are, like, if you're denying yourself of the pleasure of burrito tacos, you're not living the right life.
We got to start doing them more. Like, we got to go on a tour. We have to find everywhere in the Tampa Bay area who has the best. Because Grumpy Gringos are off the chain.
So
I would just be curious to know, you know, what others taste like. Because those are the only I've had.
The only thing similar I had at the joinery in Lakeland.
And, oh, yeah, you did have
them. Yeah, it was like it was called a queso burrito taco, though, because it was like a smaller taco. Wasn't quite the full burrito experience, but it was good.
Yeah, it's so nice, that slow roasted
like
meat.
Like, imagine a French dip meets an Italian beef sandwich, and you got the au jus.
And it's a taco.
In a taco form. Let's taco about it, Jacob. You like tacos?
Yes, I love tacos. I love tacos. I can't remember when my mom would make me her famous tacos, and she would put that taco seasoning in it, and...
Yeah, that's good stuff. I was just telling John that I loved a tuna taco back in the day, like a blackened ahi tuna in a taco. John, I would eat the hell out of a tuna taco.
What kind of meat was in your mom's favorite taco, famous taco?
Well, I knew she would put taco meat, and she would put taco seasoning, and then she would put sour cream on mine, and they were good tacos, Drew. And Drew Grabo, I wish when my mom was here that was my last meal from her, you know, my last dinner from her, you know, but it wasn't. But
do you remember what your last, I want to take the, you started it. What was the last meal that your mom served you?
The last lunch I had from my mom was a Whopper with no cheese on it from Burger King.
Why'd you go no cheese? Is that a thing?
Well, because see, my mom likes her Whopper with no cheese. So I guess whatever she had left over, she gave to me for my lunch that Sunday, Drew Garavos. That was the day before she passed, you know?
That's sweet. So anytime I have a Whopper, because normally, Jacob, I eat the Whopper with cheese. Anytime I have a Whopper from this point forward, whether a real beef Whopper, if they still have the Impossible Whopper, I'm going to get it with no cheese. And when I order it, I'm going to say, that's for Jacob two times, Mom.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
I need to find a don't call with this, please. You can tweet me if you want. But I need to find the best Burger King in the Bay. Because I told you that now I think I'm on a run of going to 5 Burger Kings and having to leave before I ever get my food. And I want a Whopper. But I just, the one here, the one closest to us, no good. It's just, it's no good.
Right.
So there,
what if you, instead of shooting so high, what if you go the least bad?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty much what I meant.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to correct your language a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell is going on, but Burger King seems to be the most hard hit by the staffing crisis.
They've been taking it in the shorts. Yeah. In fact, they no longer let you have it your way. Denise, I would go on a Taco Torreya. That's what we call it, Taco Torreya, for a burrito taco. Right? You see what she...
Taco tour... Yeah, I think that may be a word that I don't know.
Is like Berea. Just... It's like a Berea taco tour.
Oh, so it's just tour, but in the word of Berea.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thought maybe Torreya was a word that I didn't know.
Oh, no.
See, Denise is so smart that I just assume sometimes she says things I don't get.
Well, you know, you can get this one.
Okay. Torreya. Mm. Like Berea. Mm. Berea.
Austin. Have you been to Taco Bell before, promo, John?
He's made a run for the border.
Oh, yeah. They got some good ones. They've got, what the hell was it called? What's the one? They've got the one now where the chicken is the tortilla.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
The naked chicken chalupa.
That's an abomination. Our buddy Austin, who we love, who lives in Los Angeles, but sometimes Polk County, said there's a new joint in Polk City called the Purple Pit Stop, and they've been selling out of Berea tacos every day. Also, secondhand smoked barbecue in Kathleen is known for them, but he thinks it's only on weekends. It's a real specialty.
Casita up here, they have them only on special, and I don't even think it's a certain day. I've seen them. The problem is that if you're not going, they hold up well from Grumpy Gringo, and I wouldn't normally order something like that in Uber, but I did. But I feel as if you're not going to eat it sometime soon, it's not going to hold very well.
No, you don't want to get it to go and eat it like a half hour
later.
You got
to be ready to go.
Jacob, are you ready to play a little Jukebox Jeopardy with us?
Yes, I am. I'm going to make this so good that I want to be on the featured cut of the day. You know that, right, Drew Garabo?
I know it now. All right, let's get your participants, your proxies, if you will. Hi, Drew Garabo Live. What's your name?
Rob.
Rob, tell us a little something about yourself while I look for an ink pen.
I'm driving down 19 right now.
Sounds great. Found one. All right, Rob. And where would you say you hail from?
I'm from right here. I'm Palm Harbor, buddy.
Palm Harbor. Rob from the PH. Rob, who do you think will win this round of Jacob Jukebox Jeopardy? Will it be Jacob two times, the defending challenger, because John won last
week? Yeah, it was a big week for me.
Or will it be Drew R. Garabo?
I'm feeling pretty good about Jacob two times today. He seems to be in a good mood. Yeah. I feel like he's firing on all cylinders.
I should have asked this.
Stick it up your ass.
I should have asked you this first, Jacob. Nap today or nah?
No nap today. No. I did nap yesterday, though, promo John, but that was on a day when I didn't have my game. And I charged my phone up this morning.
Oh,
so
good. I'm still going to stomp your face in.
My phone has been charging since 10 a.m. Can you believe that?
Verbally. Yes.
I want to make sure that I had enough power for this game. I didn't want to charge it up during the game, you know, because the one time I did that and I had to borrow my dad's phone and I had to keep you guys waiting, and I didn't want to do that again.
Jacob. Thank you. All right. Well, hold on one second, Rob from Palm Harbor, because my win is going to shove it right up your nose.
Whoa.
Let's see. 443, I don't like it. 727. Whoa. Who are you?
This is Josh.
Hey, Josh, where are you from?
Clearwater.
Perfect. Palm Harbor versus Clearwater, a classic battle. I regret to inform you, Josh, my good man, that you will be I will be your proxy. I will be playing for you for a pair of SmackDown tickets. If I win against Jacob two times, you are going to SmackDown this Friday night. If I lose, Rob from Palm Harbor will be going in your stead.
Sounds good.
Thanks for the pep talk. Appreciate it, buddy. Jacob, are you ready to embark upon the voyage of Jacob's Jukebox Jeopardy?
I am so ready. I am so ready. I'm going to make this so awesome and so incredible that I'm going to be on the feature cut of the day. Woohoo! This is going to be fun.
I love him so much.
The energy is right. So the format for the game, first one to 5 points wins. I will play a song. If you know the answer, artist and title, you'll buzz in with your name. Each correct answer is 1 point. First to 5 points will be the winner of today's Jacob's Jukebox Jeopardy. Do you understand the rules, gentlemen?
I do, and I'd like to encourage people to watch Joey Flash at theboneonline.com. He always does an amazing job of putting us on Bone TV, and he's got the Jeopardy backdrop, and it's truly an audiovisual experience.
It really is.
So check that out and enjoy
it. And promo John, before we get going, promo John, make sure this gets up on Apple Podcast today, okay? Because the last time I checked, my feature cut of the day was not up there.
Do you want trouble, Jacob?
I think he wants trouble, John.
No.
Are you looking for some trouble?
Sounds like he's looking for a little trouble, John.
No. I don't want trouble at all from what John. Definitely not.
I feel like I've asked you this before. Have you ever had a pink belly before?
Oh, no.
You know what, Promo John, I feel like I never asked you before. Have you ever had a Charlie horse before, Promo John?
Oh, man, you guys roughhousing.
I take it back. Wow. I'm over the physicality.
Did not know there was going to be roughhousing on today's program.
I've gone too far.
You ever had the dreaded rear admiral before?
Rear admiral?
Yeah. What about atomic wedgie?
I've had a Charlie horse before, I didn't like it,
No. How about a purple nurple?
Oh, that's a rough one right there. Ooh, the twister.
Do you twist or just pull on the purple?
Oh, I think the purple derple you pull. But the T-twister, you twist. Yeah, the atomic wedgie is the rough one. That's the one where, like, their underwear comes over their head and you get invaded.
You know another unfortunate way to hurt people? The Indian burn.
Indigenous American burn?
Yeah, same.
And that's where you go wrist-wise.
You just go two hands, one each way.
I don't know if this is culturally insensitive. You ever do Russian torture? Where you like pound on their chest like that, you get them on the ground and you go,
oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's the worst. Oh. I think my dad used to do that to me, actually.
Oh, no. Oh, God, that's a rough one. And then it's followed by teabagging.
Yeah.
All right. Jacob, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm ready, Promo John.
Okay, good deal. The first category today in Jacob's Jukebox Jeopardy is going to be 80s. R&B hits. Yes, you heard that right. 80s R&B hits.
John, was that 80s R&B hits?
Yes.
Got it.
All right. You got me up over there?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready, Jacob?
I am ready, Promo John.
Are you ready, Drew Garabo?
I am ready, Promo John.
All right. 80s R&B hits coming down in 3, 2, 1. Wow.
Levert, Casanova.
No.
Oh.
No. Jacob? And a little more?
Damn it. I ain't much of Casanova. No winner.
Nope. That is If It Isn't Love by New Edition.
Oh.
Can I just tell you, for me personally, that 80s R&B with New Edition, it's sad, but it just passed me by completely. I don't.
I get that.
It wasn't mid-90s until I started getting my R&B fix with the Joe and the Keith Sweats.
They were awful. They were just terrible. The Hanging Tough is just awful. All right, no winner. Let's stay in the same category, Promo John.
It was New Kids on the Block.
I know.
Hanging Tough?
Yeah, they had a song called Hanging Tough.
That was a hell of a song.
Whoa. Whoa. Hanging Tough.
Man, I used to have the New Kids on the Block action figures and the stage, this big-ass stage, and I would hybrid with my New Kids on the Block and my wrestling figures. So I would have the stage be the entranceway for my wrestling ring. So I would take the building blocks and build a ramp down off the New Kids stage into the wrestling ring. It was awesome.
So did Donnie ever wrestle? Like,
oh, absolutely.
Bam Bam Bigelow?
Oh, I remember vividly that the New Kids would sometimes be in the middle of a show and Sting would come down from the rafters and just
wipe. Dude, you do Every Breath You Take with them? That must have been so cool. You do like King of Pain? That must have been a musical crossover.
No, not like that.
Oh. I really turned the tables
over. Yeah, you did. You did. Good work. I had that one coming. All right, you ready? Next choice in 3, 2, 1.
Drew. I feel for you, Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan.
That is absolutely correct.
Shaka Khan. Let me rock you. Let me rock Shaka Khan.
That means Drew is on the board with 1 point, first to five wins.
Yep. You heard that song Friday night in Lakeland. My buddy Hurl, who plays at the castle.
I'm still here.
Who plays at the castle, played at Union Hall out in Lakeland. A great room, but y'all need some more marketing because that place should have been full.
Oh, wow.
Union Hall, if you got another event coming up like that, especially with my man Hurl doing an 80s night, man, do a little marketing.
Are people... Has there been a change in people going out in the last 2 weeks?
I mean, it was sparse last week in Lakeland.
Yeah, I wonder. I just wonder. I didn't see it, at least downtown for the drone show, but I wondered if inside certain bars people were choosing to not go out as much.
Maybe, because the loft was pretty sparse, too, but we got there late.
All right. Next category.
Shaka Khan.
Timeless love songs.
Ooh.
Timeless love songs.
Timeless love songs. Jacob, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Me too.
Drew has 1 point. Jacob has no points.
None.
And timeless love songs in 3, 2, 1.
Jacob.
What the hell?
Jacob.
I Try Macy Gray.
That is absolutely correct.
I believe that faith has brought us here.
Macy Gray. I like Macy Cartel better.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. Miss you.
Drew Garabo with 1 point. Jacob Two-Time with 1 point as we head into our third round, which will be All Out 60s. All Out 60s.
All right. All Out 60s, Jacob.
All right.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Me too. 1-1 tie, John.
1-1 tie. All Out 60s coming down in 3, 2, 1.
True. I second that emotion. Marvin Gaye.
Jacob, would you like to steal?
What is it, John?
That is I Second That Emotion, Smokey Robinson, and the Miracles.
I'm sorry about that, Promo John. Now, Promo John, I know some of my 60s hits, but not all of them. So.
That's okay.
I really screwed that one up. I'd like to rescind my 60s Soul Brother card and be very embarrassed for the rest of the show.
No, it's okay. Don't be.
Let's stick with the 60s, John.
I watched Four Brothers yesterday. That's an underrated movie.
Yeah, Marky Mark?
Yeah, Marky Mark, Andre 3000, Tyree. I mean, it's just...
That's pretty good.
And it's a John Singleton movie.
Yeah, lady dies right there. She's their mom.
Right in the beginning, yeah. But I just feel that people don't talk about it as a great movie. And it is a great movie. Time. Lots of Motown.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, staying within the all-out 60s, 1-1.
Mm.
Are you ready, Drew?
I guess I'm ready, John.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, Promo John. Come on, Drew Garabo.
All right, I'm ready. I'm ready.
In 3, 2, 1.
Jacob.
Jacob, stop the song.
Jacob.
What? Stop the steal.
Mustang Sally.
Okay, that is the name of the song.
And so far, that's all I got, Promo John.
Drew Garabo, you have the opportunity to steal here.
John, that is Mustang Sally by Wilson Pickett.
Oh, that is absolutely correct.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm trying, Promo John. I'm trying so hard to make this so good.
That's how I will always love you, Celine Dion.
Love You by Whitney Houston.
Yeah,
That was a false play.
False flag.
Yeah, so I believe now Drew Garabo has 2 points. Jacob Two Times has 1 point. First 2-5 will be our winner today. The next category, top hits of 1992.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good year. 2-1, I'm winning.
Are you ready, Jacob?
I am ready.
Are you ready, Drew Garabo?
Promo John.
I'm ready, Promo John.
Drew. Drew.
That's Billy Ray Cyrus. Achy, breaky heart.
Oh, man. You were absolutely correct. Jacob, man, that was right in your wheelhouse.
I tried, Promo John, but Drew Garabo, you got to give me a chance, man.
No way.
All right.
Way. You got to give me a chance, man. You got to give me a chance, man, to figure these things out, man.
Yeah, well, tell it to my achy, breaky heart, Jacob.
On my own, if
my
I
heart
can,
is,
you know?
My heart is achy, breaking for you, Jacob.
Wow. So that means that our score is currently Drew Garabo with 3 points, Jacob two times. He's got quite the battle ahead of him with only 1 point. First to five wins the next category. Sing along, 90s to now.
Shaka Kong, Shaka Kong.
Sing along.
Okay, 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 okay. I know this one, Promo John. I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready too, Promo John.
Okay, here we go. Sing along, 90s to now.
Yep.
In 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Jacob.
That is Lauryn Hill, doo-wop, that thing.
Doo-wop that thing.
My gosh. Drew, that is absolutely correct. Oh, man.
The queen.
I'm trying. Oh, man.
Oh, man. You may want to start thinking about that pre-show now.
Let it play, John. Let it play. Let that one ride.
Bully with cats used to harmonize like, yo. My men and my women. Don't forget.
I'm Nina Simone defecating on this microphone, Jacob.
Yo.
How you going to win when you ain't right within?
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Too many MCs, not enough mics.
4-1.
To one.
Drew Garabo with a commanding lead.
Yep. How many mics must I rip on the daily? I mean, say many.
Wow.
How many mics do you rip on the daily?
I'm shook.
Hell yeah, you are.
How you feeling, Jacob? Everything okay?
Can't stop this.
I'm not sure. Drew Garabo, you might want to take this off back, man. Take it back Wednesday my part.
I ain't walking back on nothing on Walk It Back Wednesday. What's the next category, Promo John?
Man.
The next category is Top Hits of 2002.
Okay. I was alive then. I might know it.
Top hits.
Okay, 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 okay. I'm ready for this.
Here we go. In 3, just so everybody knows, Drew Garabo gets this one. He is the winner.
Yep.
Jacob, you've got to get this to stay in the game.
He's got to get 4 in a row.
Well, you really do. Yeah. You've
But it starts with 1.
In 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Jacob.
Avril Lavigne, Skater Boy.
He was a boy.
That was,
she was
absolutely
a girl.
Right.
All right. I see how you are, Jacob. All right. Yeah. You think you're going to mount this comeback? Well, no way. Not going to happen.
Wow.
4-2.
Wow.
4-2.
I love you, Drew Garabo.
I love you too, Jacob, two times. You're amazing. You're awesome.
Okay.
Skater Boy.
Wow.
Skater Boy.
Now this, I just got to say, on paper, not looking good for Jacob, because the next category is 90s alternative.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Do you feel good about that, Jacob?
Yeah, I know my 90s, Promo John. I definitely know it.
Well, you better be ready to go.
I do too, Promo John.
I know you do.
90s alternative. About to serve up a Kurt Cobain-sized serving of kick-ass, kick butt, Jacob.
All right.
I'm ready.
I'm nervous.
I'm ready.
Drew with 4.
Yep.
Jacob with 2.
That's right.
1 more.
Yep.
And Drew will be the winner, which will be 2 losses in a row for Jacob. Devastating.
To most.
In 3, 2. One.
Jacob.
Jacob. Only want to be with you, Hootie and the Blowfish.
Dang it.
Dang, the Dolphins and Jacob Two Times both make me cry on Sundays.
Did you see that they're doing a Hootie Fest in Mexico?
No.
And it's, I don't even know all of that. It's better than Ezra, Blues Traveler.
Oh, all right.
It's everybody who you think would be on a Hootie Fest. On a Hootie Fest.
Is there such things as songs that you forget that you love? Because I'm driving to Lakeland this past weekend. You know what came on Sirius Satellite Radio? The Hook. And I was like, I love this song. Like
The Hook.
So
you know they're really dabbling in kind of a reggae genre right now. And they even have, I don't know if it was their newest album or the one before, they had a song with the Dirty Heads.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
I love that song. It brings me back every time.
Yeah, it does.
I'm telling you to lie. 4-3.
4-3, Jacob, in the midst of what could be one of the greatest comebacks in the history of all time. The next category is going to be hits of 1997.
The year when I was 11, gonna be 12.
All right.
Oh, wow. What a year.
Jacob, I'm gonna put my hands all over you like I was the governor of New York.
Oh, yeah. This is fun, Drew Garabo.
I'm loving it, Jacob. All right. 1997, John?
1997. Hell of a year.
4-3. All I have to do is get one right and I win this thing.
In three.
Oh, here we go.
In three.
I'm going to make this good. I'm going to be on the featured cut, Drew Garabo. You better watch it, man.
In three, two, one.
Drew.
Jacob. Fly like an eagle, Seal.
Throw it out.
Yeah, we're just gonna throw it out.
Jacob, you gotta wait till we call on you because I beat you on that one.
We gotta keep this
I'm
on
trying,
the up and up.
I'm trying so hard.
I know, and the worst part of that was I had forgotten it was 97, and I was about to say Steve Miller Band, and you would have won that one.
Yeah, Jacob, you gotta wait until because Drew got in right before you, but it's okay. We're just gonna throw that out.
Nobody's mad.
Everything's fine. We're gonna stay in the same exact category. Okay, Jacob.
Okay.
1997, John.
In three, two, one.
Drew. Prodigy, Firestarter.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Is that right?
No. No.
Oh, my God.
Jacob.
I never heard this song before, Promo John, so I can't tell you what it is.
I know it now.
Yeah.
Breathe.
Oh.
Breathe.
Oh.
Just breathe.
Oh.
I never heard that song before, so.
Firestarter, Breathe.
Oh,
I mean, Prodigy.
Oh, I was going to say, did it have two names?
No, it's Prodigy, Breathe, not Prodigy, Firestarter. I thought I had it.
You did have it. You had it.
Last one in 97, John.
Here we go. In three. Two, one.
Jacob. Men in Black, Will Smith.
Is that right?
That is absolutely correct.
Oh, my God. I thought it was that Nickelback song that kind of starts the same way. Is it Animals, where it's like this big...
Are my calculations correct?
4-4.
Tied up.
This track has whatever gets you going.
I like this ride at Universal because you get to shoot all the aliens.
Here come the MIBs.
All right.
You come.
This is it.
All right.
This is it.
Okay. I'm taking my deep breath right now, Promo John.
Promo John, if Jacob gets the next one correct, then Rob from Palm Harbor is going to SmackDown, courtesy of Jacob Two Times. But if I get it, Josh from Clearwater will be going to SmackDown, courtesy of me and 102.5 The Bone.
The final category.
Come on, man.
Is going to be 80s rock.
Okay.
80s rock. I mean, are we? This is down the middle, right? We feel good about this?
I mean, I think it favors me, but yeah. Jacob, you know 80s rock pretty well, yeah?
I know some of it, yeah.
Okay, this is it.
All right.
This is it.
Oh, man.
In three, two, one.
True. Peter Gabriel, Sledgehammer. Jacob, I just bopped you over the head with a big old Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer.
That is absolutely correct. Our winner today. Drew Garabo.
Yeah, Jacob.
You could have your steam train.
You know, member of Genesis.
You know that song, Jacob?
Oh, it's hard. Sorry.
Well, I heard that song a long time ago. Yeah, but
yeah.
I thought that it was. I thought that was somewhere in the middle. Sure. I honestly did. I thought it was an '80s song that was popular enough for Jacob to know. I thought I did the right thing.
Yep,
cut it right down the middle.
Appreciate that. Sorry, Jacob, but you know we love you, buddy.
You're the man.
I love you too, Drew Garabo. Hey, Drew Garabo, don't forget, you will get an extra phone call from me tomorrow. It's something special about today, so be prepared.
Oh, I love the tease, Jacob. Thank you, buddy. Love you. Love you lot. Love you lot. Josh, congratulations, man. You are going to SmackDown on Friday night. That's WWE SmackDown.
Woo!
Summer of Cena, baby.
Summer of Cena.
Thank you.
Absolutely, you're welcome. Sorry, Rob from Palm Harbor, but you could have chosen me. You didn't choose me. You chose Jacob, and you lost.
Yep. Good game.
Thank you.
That was good, and he did mount a good comeback and hell of a matchup.
He did. He did. Oh, my God. Yacht Rock Friday reminded me of something. He said, unless you're an old-school Epcot fan, because then it's PETA Gabriel singing High Fiber. They used to have at the Land in Epcot Veggie Tales or something like that before Veggie Tales was Veggie Tales, and it was all this like healthy like veggie fruit, and they had PETA Gabriel singing High Fiber and talking about the importance of a high fiber diet because it helps you move. He and I are probably the only people who remember that.
No, I'm sure lots of people do.
They don't. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Speaking of 90s alternative, and we were, The Offspring is in the news. Not because it looks like the lead singer ate the bass player, but because they dropped their drummer for a very controversial reason. And we'll get to that next on Drew Garabo Live. Climate Design wants to hook you up with a new AC unit. So while you're relaxing in your home, feeling all cool and comfortable, you can thank Climate Design Home Services for that. They've been designing and servicing cooling and heating systems in Tampa Bay since 1973. And this summer, they're doing something really special for you. Climate Design wants to thank the community for nearly 50 years of support and loyalty. So they're giving away a new AC system to a deserving person who needs one but can't afford it. Be part of the Share the Cool AC giveaway by nominating someone you know, a relative, or even yourself. It all started on August 2nd, so get it done right now by going to climatedesign.com. You can go to Climate Design's Facebook page or even theboneonline.com. That's our website. That's climatedesign.com or theboneonline.com. And please help Climate Design share the cool this summer.
You're listening to Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bone.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.